How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
A choice right now, between fear and love. Sister Ron.
Out of the dark night of ignorance and into the shining light of truth.
Expounding reality.
A population of citizens capable of critical thinking.
We don't see things as they are, we see them as we are.
There's a level of reality where everything dissolves into an ocean of energy.
We empower our experience by insisting on our authenticity.
That's very profound.
Very.
Expanding reality.
Welcome to the show, Tamara Sheville. She villed herself right over here, and V-ville, enjoy this conversation. I'm so excited about this. This is amazing. Want to also let the audience know that my beautiful goddess and partner in life here, Mary, is joining me for this conversation at the request of our guest, actually.
Yes, thank you, Mary. Thank you so much.
I'm honored. Thank you for asking me to be here. This is so cool.
This is so cool. We love this. Check the video version down in the show description, guys, for all of the beautiful ladies here that are joining us this afternoon, and also the beautiful slides that Tamara has prepared. We have some visual things to show you guys, from her books to some really cool merch that she's got going on. You are just one of the coolest people ever. We adore you. You're the shining light. Mary and I talk about you quite often, actually. You're a household name around here and in the groups that we frequent together, and we're going to talk about all this. Guys, all the ways to find her, of course, linked down in the show description, your books, your Instagram, YouTube. She's got a really cool promo code that we will also discuss. It will also be found down there. But, Tamara, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Brandon. And thank you, Mary. I know this is extra and I really appreciate it. But this is surreal. It's incredible. And I appreciate you both very much. Brandon, your show has exposed me to more than I could ever imagine. The guests that you have, the directions you go are beyond mind-blowing, but it makes you think. It expands your reality, but it expands your mind. It's a fun journey, and it's exciting to get to be a part of it. And now to be on here with you is beyond anything I could have imagined. So thank you, guys.
So cool. And another cute synchronicity is we met when I was working as a manager at a shoe store called Journeys. Our journey began there. And you just dropped a hard J word on the show. And so every time we hear it, we're like, oh, it's our meet cute story.
I was wondering how you guys met. That's really cute. And how
I was
did slanging it go from
shoes.
There?
She came in with a depressed friend and I ended up slanging them both a pair, dropped her my number, said, call me. And she did. And took the dogs on a walk, took the dogs to the park, as our first date, because I needed to know that she was down with animals, and they loved her. And so it was
it's
easy after
best.
That.
Yeah. And they'll tell you, they'll let you know. They'll let you know. So
sure.
What do you have? You guys have give dogs, cats, goats?
Oh, we have it all. Yeah. Out here on the ranch, we've had it all. And right now we're donkeys, cats, and dogs. Yeah, that's where we're at. And it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's absolutely perfect. We don't have any of the animals that we have when we met.
No.
We've been together 14 years, married 10.
Aww.
It's wild.
Aww, yeah.
I know. So it's so
and
cool.
Unconditional love. When you come home, and the dogs with their tails wagging and the cats rubbing up against you. And we've got horses and they'll nicker, they'll talk to you. And it just, I mean, it's just, there's nothing like it. That's truly unconditional love. That's really sweet.
It's incredible. Yeah. And I mean, you have a daughter. We don't have kids, but you know, it's like it fills that I guess, affection that we would need for that purpose, you know, something that needs to be taken care of and then enjoys the fact that you're around and
they appreciate really nice. You. Yes. Yeah.
They run to you when there's thunder, you know, fireworks. Right. They're like,
we do. We do.
I love you so much.
We have a little dog, Wes, and we have a little little thunder jacket for her. So she gets nervous when we put a little jacket on. She's all happy and she'll stay with us and wiggle and. But she gets nervous. She barks at the thunder, and it's like,
yeah, fuck off, Zeus, fuck out of here, your little thunder buddy. That's adorable.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's so cute.
Well, as mentioned, you have written some incredible books, and you just do so many things. So let's just begin at the beginning. You've sent me your book series here, your Level Plane Poem. And all of these are poems, and you signed them to me. Thank you so much. They've got incredibly cool back quotes that you did, sort of after quotes. This is a community project with folks that you involved as well. The graphics on this are awesome. The words
the
are fantastic.
On the back, I have to give kudos. Victoria Hibbler. I mean, I'm just some little no name nothing. And she's been, next level with me to the Sean Hibbler movie. She narrated the last one. She was in the first two. Just, I mean, most incredibly amazing woman. And I reached out to her and how sweet that she's like, sure, I'll do a quote. And then I have, I don't know if you guys know Matt Long. He does more the Christian side. He does the like 200 proofs of flat earth from the Bible. And he did my second one. And I couldn't believe somebody that big would be so sweet as to offer a quote for my book. So that's kind of a running theme. The third one, I don't know if you're familiar with Vibes of Cosmos, where they show the reflection of the flat earth as it's presented on the moon. It is.
Yes.
Is that crazy? The first time I saw that, I was like, no way. And it overlays perfect. It's like a reflection. So it's an opposite. It's a reflect. Yeah. That one is with Richard. Oh, Richard Lopez. He's my partner now, my business buddy. Aww. What a crazy world this is. He was OG for Flat Earth, like from 2014, 15. He was waking up people way back then. And then I got to meet him and just I'd heard his videos. I'd watched his he was on YouTube. He had tens of thousands of followers before they were censored. But to have someone like him, I had a bucket list, or I had a wish list. Victoria Hibbler, Matt Long, Vibes of Cosmos, and Richard Lopez. And all four of them did my, what did they manifest it, put it out there. Who would have thought, right?
That is so cool.
And okay, then, maybe just for the fifth thing, do an end to lizard turds, you know, an end to the distraction. Let's see if, you know, because you got all, you're 4 for 4 right now. So, you know, let's
five,
step the game
I guess
up,
who I got for the fifth one. When Sean Hibbler was putting out his Old World Order
amazing
film,
movie.
I'd been working, yes, mind
so cool.
Expanding.
yeah.
But I had been working on the mud flood, the Tartaria, the airships, all that. And then that's what his movie was about. And mine was almost done, the fifth book. And so I asked him, I'm kind of, you know, using my friendship with Victoria a little bit. It's like, hey. And he did the quote for the last one. So I couldn't be more.
That is outstanding. I mean, of course, and it makes complete sense. You've got just such a rally. You've got just such a great community, and your involvement in these communities is what's so fascinating as well. You're part of our trust group, you know, and we'll talk about this. But the way you interact with these communities is fascinating. And again, guys, I'm just thumbing through her books here. I'm holding them up for the audio-only audience. Check the video version down in the show description. And it's just so cool what you did with this, how you were... It's like you took the best with memes and graphics and then created beautiful poems and artful ways of articulating these concepts around it. Just so cool, Tam.
Thank you. I just think
it's so fantastic.
It's fun because the books grow with me. So the first one was introduction when I was just getting into it. And I kept thinking, I had all these ideas in my mind. I'm trying to tell my parents. I'm trying to tell everybody. My poor husband, I'd wake up 2 a.m. I'm like, you're not going to believe this. I started watching the videos and just, I didn't sleep for days. It was just an obsession. It's like, this can't be real. It is. It can't. I'd wake up and one of the biggest ones for me was Mercury and Venus. You know, you see them at dusk, you see them at dawn. So if you've got the sun over here and you've got Mercury and Venus making their orbits or whatever from over here, Then you've got the Earth. You've got daylight because it's sun over here. You've got nighttime over here. So if Mercury and Venus are closer to the sun and their orbit is millions of miles towards the sun. So if you look at Mercury and Venus, you'd have to look towards the sun. It'd have to be daylight. How, even with their orbit coming around the sun and you've got daylight here on Earth, nighttime, dusk, whatever here, how could you possibly, if they're this far close to the sun, how could you see them? So that was one of the biggest ones for me. Most people say, you know, the curve or Polaris or horizon, horizontal, sea level, airplane. People.
Mine was like, the plane path, flight path.
Yeah, the flight path. Is that amazing? They're all straight lines instead of if you're going from the south to the south, southern hemisphere, southern, why would you go up to across the equator to come back to the southern hemisphere? That wouldn't.
Especially the emergency landing case that I heard from Japan to L.A., and they had an emergency landing, and instead of choosing Hawaii, which they were not to yet, they chose Alaska, which is so far out of the way about the route that they would have taken.
You'd
but
think,
if you flatten
right?
it out, it's in a straight line. I was like, get fucked. And then the whole idea of that nobody's ever gone. I mean, Dave Weiss does wonderful work on this, and he's been on the show, but that nobody's ever circumnavigated Antarctica, ever.
Right. And that wouldn't that be the best? Because they keep talking about this final... this final test or whatever they keep talking about. But if they started at one point in Antarctica and one plane went this way and one plane went this way and they met at the other side, it should be about 6,500 miles, about 13,000 miles, they say, around Antarctica. But if it took Captain Cook 60,000 miles and he still never reached the part where he started. Yep. So, I mean, that shows it could be the outside, the outer ring of...
Over your left shoulder there. Yeah.
Oh, there I am. Yes. The glare. Yeah.
He just took that long route around.
And kept waiting and waiting. And they're like, oh, where's the I think that would prove it more than their sun, you know, 24-hour sun and all that. Because you could have the reflection. You can have dusk. And there's a difference between daylight and sunlight. Because if it's just the reflection, you know, from the sun, then you're seeing when the sun goes down, you're still getting a sunset. You're still having... everything's still illuminated, but you're not seeing the sun anymore.
Dude, it's, you know, they would have burned you at the stake, Tam. They would have burned you at the stake if you would have been asking questions like this. But today we call it actual science. You know, you're questioning your observations versus what you've been just shoveled. And it's perfect. And it's
Can I show you something funny?
Yeah.
Just with something, and most people, I don't even know if anyone would even get this, but like on the first one, the guy who does the covers, Cosmic's Energy, he put a little penguin, and he had done a meme, and I was just, he started in August of 2022 and I started September 2022, so we started a month apart. His memes, you can see them throughout the books, and they're so distinct. He has the most colorful, beautiful memes, and he had this little meme with Colin on it. And so I laughed. I thought that was cute. And so since he had Colin on the book, the first book, it was so bright, his bright colors, his signature. Then the second one, there was nothing on the front. So there he is. Yeah, so there's Colin. He's in the back. And so on the third one, there's Colin down here. And then same thing. Yeah, the fourth one, he's up in the top. But I kept moving Colin around, so he was on all the books. And then he's down here looking at Sean's movies.
That is so cool. And that's the fifth one.
That was the fifth one for Sean Hibbler. You don't have that one?
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to ordering it. Go, but you
no,
have
no,
a,
no.
a stuffed
I will
one
give
there.
It to you. I can't believe I didn't get it to you.
No.
You, in the thing. Oh, no.
You've got a stuffed one there.
I just finished this one. So this one just
came out. Yeah, of
course.
Don't worry about it.
So then we got a, I sent this too. For Cosmic's Energy, and he's got little boys. So he is this, and so then we got socks, and we got a little. So then it just became a whole Colin thing. But it was just a little wink and a nod to anybody who may have noticed about all the little Colins hiding. And that just started from his meme and then from the book. So he just totally designs them. I say, whatever. This one was puzzle pieces because it was head scratchers. This one were the more confusing things to me. You know, like how come you never see shooting stars going up or away, or they always come down, always. And if we're spinning, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. But that was, so those are head scratchers for, to me, it was like, well, I just can't explain that. I don't understand. So that was, that whole book was just like, I'm starting to get this, but I don't understand their globe explanations. That's still starting to sound a little funny. And then the third one, I kind of went back to basics, the flat earth explained, and just kind of started from the beginning, like the South Pole. I have a friend, Darcy Corboy. And if we call, and Dave Weiss did this to him before, he called him and Darcy answered with his phone upside down. He's in Australia. So he's like, oh, of course. And he answered upside. He looks upside down. And it just ridiculous. He's got the best sense of humor. And he is big into electroculture. And yeah. He uses for the gardening and the copper, and his plants are just, they grow, they're healing. If they've got, so, you know, with the soil, with the everything in the air and all that. So he's his plants are getting stronger and better, and his food is delicious. He's done this whole, now he's got a kind of a tutorial he's walking through so we get to see the progress. But he's showing how he's doing coils, like circular things. So it's just, it's fascinating watching. And then he's got results. So it's exciting watching that.
That's amazing.
That's something that we want to get into when we, wherever we move, we want to have like a copper, right? Copper.
Yeah. The electroculture incorporated for sure.
Yeah. In our garden. Yep.
Recently had Steve Falconer on, and in the afterthought, we talked about the garden maze principle of that the geometric patterns on the ground actually bring about the energy of that in two-dimensional reality laid flat. So what he talked about is these two architects that he met at Liber Poco recently. And they take copper, and instead of erecting it in coils and three-dimensionally, they make a sacred geometric pattern and then lay it down in the actual soil itself. And then now everything just blows up through it. So
wow.
It takes that energy and lays it flat and then attracts it like a magnet or amplifies that energy. And then they said that what's really important with all these buildings, it wasn't the way they were built or anything. That was awesome too, but really it's the minerals below. Because that's what's attracting all the energy, is all the minerals below. And then it makes you think of whenever you're buying a house, mineral rights, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never thought about that. And the layering, when you start learning about this, when you were saying about that, then also the cymatics, you're talking about the buildings and the rose windows, and maybe when they didn't have glass before, and whatever was being amplified through that could have been healing energy. And then I'm looking at your guitar in the back. And then with the music, Joe Lustica, Brandon Joe Williams, Catalyst, Charismic, Richard Lopez, everybody seems to have a very strong musical background. So there's and even I don't play any instruments, but with the poems, and this is something I discovered from you, was that there's yes, there's a rhythm to the poems, obviously, but there's a feeling to each one. And if I'm trying to rhyme it and it's not going to rhyme, it's like hitting a brick wall. It's like, this is not the way it's supposed to go. And then even when I'm looking, I look at a thesaurus or a rhyming thing, and there's a feeling to the words that it's like, if it's dis, un, it's a very like a hard feeling, you know, it's like, oh, it's like a negative, not negative, it's just like an off feeling. But then when it fits, it'll be, you know, the words are all, they even flow together, and it's like picking the right one. So it's you can feel when it's right, and then other times it's like I gotta start all over. You know, and start over.
And that happens too quite often. Yeah, the muse speaks to you in weird ways. Absolutely. Yeah. So what got you on this whole flat earth thing to begin with?
It was our daughter, and she was following, I think it was Truth by Basia. And she came in, and I was, I listened to podcasts or just the stuff way, but this is, gosh, 1920, I think. And it was Charlie Ward. Do you remember that? Robert David Steele. It was all that kind of stuff way or early before like the other election, or I don't know, before this last, the other election. But so Charlie Ward had Dave Weiss on, and I'd listened, he'd have all these different people. So I heard David Weiss, and it just said something about flat earth. And I never never questioned World Trade Center. I never, the world 9/11, I never questioned the moon landing. I had no reason to. I just, that's what we're taught. That's what I was told in school. Okay, go on with my life. That was it. And so when he said something about flat earth, and I didn't even, I don't remember even having, like, because some people say they have a negative feeling or a defensiveness or Christopher Columbus or something. I had no idea what he's talking about. And I just like, I listen to this while I'm doing dishes or whatever. And so he started explaining things. And like you said, with the flight paths, that's what got Charlie Ward back then. That's what got him. And they went through these things. And some of the things he was saying, it just kept, wow, that makes sense. That makes sense. Start listing. You know, David goes through so many, just boom, 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 and his graphics and his pictures, and he's backing everything up. And my mind was spinning. And then they said that was a part two. So I'm like, I got to find part one. So I listened to part one. I think I listened to that one again to try and really understand what he was talking about. Listen to part one. Then they kept talking about his app, the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac clock app. And so I downloaded that. It's $2.99 forever. One time deal, $2.99. I was like, I can handle this. Then I started looking through the videos, and I bet I went through, 50, 60, 70, 100. I just was obsessed. Most of them are smaller. There are some that are 5 minutes. There's some that are 20 minutes. And then there's some longer ones. His interviews are usually longer, but the short ones just boom, 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 just truth bombs. And so my poor husband, you met, but my husband was so good about the COVID stuff. Cause I did my research. It was all the Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And then what was it? Simone Gold at the very beginning when she, do you remember her? I'm forgetting the names right now, but there were, all the doctors that came out, and I feel bad because I've got all their books and I just read and did so much research and input and like a sponge. And I would explain that to my daughter, to Chevy, for my husband, everything that I wanted to, everything I was learning, and no jabs, no masks, no nasal swabs. The Egyptian times, they'd use that as a punishment. And they would do that to the slaves, puncture the blood-brain barrier, and it would be a slow, painful death. And it's, how horrible thing that people thought of that, and then now I'm doing this. And so we didn't have to deal with any of that. Luckily, with his job, he was an essential worker, and he did not have to. His boss was awesome and never made him. He never had to wear a mask. He never had to anything with the jab, anything. So by the grace of God. There was just no other explanation, except we were just very, I know, I just heard what Karen McDonald was saying about the creator. I love that. We're co-creators. We're pro-creators. We don't God our children. We create our children. Okay. So I'm still learning. But so for whatever reason, we would thank the universe, thank whatever, thank you. But he didn't have to do that. So, we were strong on that. There was, I guess, in the beginning, my daughter and I went into a Walmart and was doing those stupid lines with the arrows and how ridiculous that was. And everyone looks so funny now with their, what a horrible time that was. But we saw a guy, probably maybe 25, 30 years old, just walking through the store like he freaking owned the place. It was awesome. And it kind of woke me up. That was like a jolt that it's like, wait, we can do this. What in the world? We can do this. Why are we? So I think that was a real jolt, a real shaking of the shoulders that was like, we don't have to do this. And I think after that, we never did. And I think one lady whispered under her breath, and we were in some little store, and she whispered under her breath, well, you don't care about other people. And I actually said to her, I said, my husband's 20 years retired Special Forces, Green Beret. And I said, my husband spent 20 years fighting for women to be out of masks, to not have their faces covered. So, oh no, are we going to put masks on? He fought for that. So that was a strength for me, that my husband had been, that was really cool, I thought. So that was the words that I would use. That was something, because everyone kind of had their own little fight thing. And that was mine. So I didn't want to wear a mask. And plus, a lot of people, their faces would break out, their teeth, they would start, the gums would decay. There were so many physical problems, too, associated with that. What was the question?
I don't remember, but you answered it perfectly. I mean, you crushed it, whatever it was. I guess that's how we started.
So yeah, it was the Dave Weiss and my poor husband having to deal with this and listen to this. So he did listen with the jab stuff. And we were right. And then now we're 100 times we've been vindicated about that, right? I mean, it's just been.
What does he think about the flat earth stuff?
He was a military free fall instructor for 4 years. And he'd go up and chase students. And he did a lot of times and he enjoyed it. A lot of it was just work. And I think something like that would be so cool, being a parachute, and jumping out of airplanes and stuff. But he said they never had to calculate. Did it
the rotation of the earth
freeze up? Did it freeze up or? Okay. But he said every time that when they jump out, like what was the Red Bull jump? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Felix Baumgartner.
Baumgartner. So when he was up, the first picture, you can see the flat earth. And then when they did the fisheye lens, then you can
and the graphics missing on the exterior shot. Whenever he goes to jump off, there's a graphic supposed to be there because it's on the one they sent up with him and it's not there. And exactly, and he landed how far away from how far he went up,
right? Exactly. I mean it should have been
6 miles or something.
Right It should have been hundreds of miles. I think it took 2 hours to get up and then get everything set and then the jump down. So he should have landed in the Pacific,
Wow. But that's science right there, that's seeing something and just going, hang on, that doesn't make any sense. So what does he think about that? Because another thing to that, if he was up in enough airplanes, it sounds like he was, gyroscopes. Pilot are taught this. Gyroscopes only work on a flat, stationary, non-rotating body. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Other than that, they're full of shit. And gyroscopes are the way that you fly everything around here.
Yeah. And think about radar, sonar, think about lighthouses, all that. I love that. And if there, rail gun? The real gun?
Oh, yeah.
Whales, their sonar with whales. If there was a big curve, how would they be able to communicate, right?
And it's simple questions like this that people just don't ask people are challenged in asking just simply because it goes against something that they've been told by a bunch of people. So how do you have the confidence in that? Because that journey is different for everybody. And to be able to see something so different and then to live the life embodying that difference, and this can go all the way from now having to explain this to parents. If you feel that that's an option that you have to do, which you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. I'm empowering everybody out there. No is a complete sentence. Okay. Tim, how does this process?
Yeah, no is the most powerful word in the human language. No. I mean, that stops you dead in your tracks, no matter what, just no.
That's why there's the same in all the languages,
there's
right?
What's that?
In all the languages, it's the same word. That's
pretty
why.
Much, yeah.
No.
Yet. Nine, yeah.
Nine, yeah.
No. Now we're just saying it funny. The Ministry of Funny knows here.
Yeah, same thing.
So how did this process work for you just internally? How do you have the confidence to say, this is so not what you guys think, but it's so probably what's going on?
Yeah, it took a while. And I think the Instagram community I talked about, like the guy who did the cover, Darcy, Discovering My Truth 888, one of my bestie. They've been with me from the very beginning. And I started doing, my little shaky voice. I was so nervous. I started writing these little poems. My husband was like, get this out of your head, because I kept telling him. And he's like, put it down on paper. And this is so much fun. This is really cool kind of remembering all this. But Dave Weiss and Jaren had done a challenge. And they said, if people can come up with a little 10-second little catch for a little flat earth proof, boom, 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 we'll show it, we'll promote it, just, they're doing a contest or something. And I was thinking, what can I possibly do to encapsulate what I'm learning? And my grandfather, when we were little, he used to put poems in all of our birthday cards, Christmas things, everything, just do funny little poems. And it was just really sweet. So it's a fun memory. He just died a couple months ago at 102 years old. Oh. And this is kind of jumping back again, but when we're we'll probably get into this later, but my mom When you're saying you don't have to try and convince people this, I've been trying to show my parents that 5 books later, and they still, they're trying and they're polite, but they really don't get it. My dad keeps going, yeah, but the universe, but space, but the, you know, how could they lie to everybody? How could everybody be in on it or whatever? But she, when they started that, you have to be careful, the jab stuff, when they started all that.
Speak, can you speak?
Okay. They said he was in it wasn't a nursing home, but it was like an assisted facility. And so for her to go there, she had to, she had to have a jab. They had to, all whatever. So to me, she's mad at me for being upset that she took the jab. Cause it's like, you got free will. You can say no. She said, but you don't know how they're going to treat him then if I say no. And, but we went down there to see him. My husband, my daughter and I, went down to see him, and they were going to do this eye scan thing. My mom said, oh, you have to put your head in here. And no, you have no, what are you doing?
You have no idea what they're doing with that info. You know, are they scanning your retinas? Like, what is this, Minority Report?
What's that?
What is this, Minority Report? You know, get out of here with the eye retina scan thing.
But my mom, she's like, well, I'm a rule follower. I'm told what to do, and so I do. And it's like, that's what the whole world is, rule followers. They're trying not to upset anybody or hurt, you know, following rules and doing, I don't want to upset or hurt, whatever. So there was a saying that's like, the world is, we need more something, not deniers. There's, I think it was actually Matt Damon who said it. I have it written down somewhere, but it was surprisingly, but he said, we've got too many people who are complying. There's a whole saying, I'll have to find it somewhere, but is instead of challenging, I forgot. It was really well done. I can't
remember.
All
you got to do is ask, you know, I'm telling people to do this with Archangel Michael, even, you know, hey, what's your intention with me? What's going on, guy? You know, ask, and especially the dude down the street trying to get you to do whatever, especially against your intuition. It's a silly realm. Now, what do you think about that? That really, did you answer the question on how you feel about this? I don't want to cut you off on that thought.
I don't know. I feel like she was blackmailed because she couldn't see her father if she didn't have the shot and didn't do all this stuff. But we walked right past. We didn't get our eyes on. No one said anything. Same thing as the Walmart. Nobody said anything from that day on. And I have no idea who that guy was, but I just have so much respect and admiration for him. And he truly, I think that was another one of the biggest red pill moments or big wake ups is watching him defy the rules. And he was going against the system and no one said anything. Yep. And no one said anything to him. And then after that, I said that one lady just talked under her breath. And from the rest of another year later from the stupid mass and stuff. And then after that, there was no problem. So,
to take that on too. That thing that lady said under her breath, you have to decide that that's true for you and then accept it and then carry it around in your pocket for it to be true. You just let that rubber glue shit right off of you. And God bless that little man right there, because we would do the same thing. You know, we would just not wear them because number one, we're not doing that bullshit because we're not playing the game. But number two, you could see people make eye contact with you sort of like, oh, we don't have to do this? What? And so hopefully we were, you know, that 25-year-old kid to a couple of folks as well. It empowered them, which means they can take it off of their kids and stop driving around in their car with it. And it's just fascinating just what a little bit of...
Well, just a little bit of fear can control everybody.
And a little bit of just take the mask off and walk through the store like it doesn't bother you, and what that does to inspire people. Right.
And then when I see somebody else and it's like... Nice to see your beautiful smile. Nice to see. Yeah. I always be so happy to see somebody else.
Is from, you know, like interacting with people. Like you need that human emotion of the face and the facial features. And that
and those poor
off.
Children.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine this, like the delay in social connectivity response, you know, because, you know, when someone smiles or they're angry, I mean, you can tell so much from their facial features. And just
empathy,
to have, the teachers and not being able and figuring out how to do words, you know, watching someone's mouth, learning to speak.
Yeah. What do they say about deaf people who are lip readers? Just fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did they mouth fuck you to them?
They went
through them. Yeah.
I don't know. They don't know. They weren't offended. They're like, all right.
I knew it. Damn. Shout out all of you.
Mouth readers.
Yes. I was going to say mouth breathers, mouth readers. You might also breathe through your mouth as well. That's great. We could do both. I mean, that's like a talent. Like Kenny G could hold that note for really long doing that. But it's just that that's one thing that Mary and I talk about is your smile. Like your presence, your glow is just like attractive as shit. We're just like, oh my God, just tell us what's on your mind right now. You're like, the world's going to shit. But you've got this incredible this glorious smile about you. That's just,
it's very nurturing and like cozy feeling and like homey. Like it's a very, you just have a very like nurturing face. So why do we want to cover that up?
Yeah, we're not throwing masks on that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about your Hapis children's book. I've seen this all over online. The art is incredible. I think I started following the artist independent of knowing that you were associated with the project, which is so cool. You've done this three times to me now, by the way. I've met you through channels I was already communicating with that I didn't know you also knew. It's fascinating. I'll show up to a trust class and there she is. I'm like, get the fuck, Dan, what are you doing? It's so unrelated to anything else either. So it's so funny, but it's beautiful. So tell us about this Hapis children's book that you got.
Yeah, girl. But you do the same thing because I'll be listening to the Crow. I'm a member of his, of Crow's subscription, of his membership. And then it's like, oh yeah, of course he's on Brandon Thomas. Of course, again, I think I knew before you did the second one, but I mean, how cool was that to have Pro 777?
We've got to tell you about this, actually. This is a fun synchronicity that we could tell you about that we haven't talked about on the show. The day that I put Crow's episode out. So Crow came in and recorded the third time he'd been on the show at a time where a lot of things were going on and I had sort of banked up because I was going to take a week off and like release or focus the energy on something else. Either way, it was a minute from when we recorded the episode to when we released it. And so when we finally released it, that fucking afternoon, a murder of crows flew into our area on the ranch out here. Now we don't remember ever hearing crows out here. We're very pay attentions of wildlife. Is that a thing? Pay attentions to wildlife. Mary has bird apps. Like we know, you know, what a mockingbird sounds like. We know what doves are. We know when doves cry. We know all of it. And actually I started on this because there's a few birds that I think are either government spy drones or that people who are in the music industry get music hooks from. We have at least three birds that have musical hooks out here. One of them is from Aerosmith. The dude looks like a lady.
Yes.
It sounds like that. Yeah. It sounds, I mean, notes, key pitch. I taught myself how to play by ear, so my pitch is like on point. And then we have the one that's the loonies, that boop, 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 boop. Mm-hmm. I got five on it. That bird's out here kicking around. And there's another ludicrous bird running around out here. It's another ludicrous song. Either way, I think what I was trying to say is that we're paying attention to wildlife, okay?
Yeah.
And the day that I released Crow's episode, even though that it was released after, you know, a minute after we recorded it, Murderer Crow showed up. They haven't left, and things have changed pretty interestingly, you know, in interesting ways. There's a lot going on, and it feels like this Murderer Crow just sort of flew in the day I released that thing, and it's sort of here to protect.
We've been here for 8 years, nine years, and this is the first year I remember seeing crows. And it's just so weird. And we've both noticed it. Like, I didn't make the correlation between the crow episode until he said something. And then I was like, how weird.
Drop the episode. Go out for a walk. Because we're always out in our labyrinth, like, multiple times a day. And then heard crows. Yeah. And so instantly I was just like, wow, that's wild.
And now we see them every day.
Yeah. It's so wild. And they haven't left or anything like, it's not like they were just passing through. It's like they came in that day and just kind of are here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we digress, but there you go.
No, that's great. Yeah. And thank you guys called me from your labyrinth one time. That was so awesome. And we've got the field in the back. I've already done some paths for the horses, but I want to do like real, like what you guys did. So when we walk, because we've got an electric fence, we have to change the battery every day anyway. So why not make it fun?
Yeah,
and it's silly. So why not make it instead of just you got to change the battery. It's like, woo, let's go this way today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and you get some electriculture points going on out there. You know, that field will just blow up. And especially all the natural grasses that it allows. It now invites we call it our pollinator patch too. It's pollinator patch of paradise. And we get all of these butterflies and stuff in there. It's just exploding. Loaded with life. It's gorgeous.
And isn't that neat? Was it Marion Mannheim who does the stuff with the bees? I would have sprayed them. I was like, bees, you know, but before. And now it's like, oh, they're pollinating. We need them. We want them. So now I'm excited. I mean, I just, it's looking at things differently, changing your perspective and going, they're not scary bad. These are really important. They're necessary.
But think of the systemic change that you made, because what I'm already hearing here is that you're more empathetic on a deep level, even to things that would have been fearful before, and that many people would say, oh, yeah, you know, there's a whole scene in Tommy Boy about how he gets out of getting a ticket because he convinces the cop that there's bees in the car, right? Everybody gets the want to destroy things that are icky or that somebody else has imprinted their scariness on, right? But the fact now that you see, oh, actually beekeepers live longer because of the resonant frequency that the beehives make when they're fluttering, and it creates this incredible energy around the hive that the beekeepers actually live longer. It's a fascinating correlation now between taking care of nature versus everything's icky and killing everything. It's just really interesting when you start.
Was that a Chris Farley reference?
Yes. Yeah,
and then you're just going to pass by and not giggle.
Just drop it, and move on. Drop it and move on.
You let that go. That's hilarious.
That's my style. We just, if somebody catches it, good.
Yeah.
It was funny. Okay.
Yeah. But totally. So it just seems like systemically you've made massive changes. But I think that this is our job. You know, it's to pick up where our parents left off. And it seems that parents just sort of left off at, okay, we're going to follow rules enough to make conditions to where our children don't need to learn lessons the same way we do. And they can sort of take a pause and take a breath and look around and look at things in a way that we don't have the opportunity to do that. And it feels like that they did give us this opportunity. Now we're able to look around and take that pause. But they are so anchored in that perspective that they don't get the appreciation of the view. They just don't. But that fertilizer is what gave us the growth, like, spurt that we needed to grow a little taller than they were able to ever perceive. And that's why I think that, you know, we get a lot of patience whenever my mom says something about whatever. I don't need to correct her. You know, I don't need to be right. I don't need for her to feel the way that I feel. And it's a more empathetic, just like not killing bees, right? It's just, I'm not going to kill my mom's desire to be a rule follower, and that's
right.
Fine.
Her rose colored glasses, and yeah, there are just too many things that would just devastate and destroy her that it's not worth it. Just let her,
you know, because there's that thing, is it true? But then there's also that thing in the, is it true? You know, is it helpful? Right. And so I think that is it helpful is a big deal. And not a lot of people kind of put emphasis on that. You know what I mean? Like, is it helpful?
The saying, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy?
Yes.
That comes up in the marriage a lot too. It's like, would I rather told you so, or would I rather get snuggles tonight, you know?
Well, and where's the grace in it? You know, because there's a lot of grace whenever he or your partner ends up being on the end where they weren't correct, you know, and now you get an opportunity to be graceful and not be like, oh yeah, you fucking suck, you know, because that's like, what the fuck?
I guess that would be an option, wouldn't it, huh?
It would, yeah. You've always got options, and that's the important thing to remember.
There's okay, always I remember options. That one.
Break that out every now and then. You know, but it's a fascinating, again, nuanced idea to where the relationship between those who just don't see, and that's okay, and those who can see when shown is fascinating, because those who can see when shown are opening their eyes at exponential pace right now. I feel that, you know, people talk about tipping points and things, and I'm not going to get silly about it, but I feel that a big tipping point is occurring. And if nothing else, the astrology is telling us that it should be occurring now anyway, despite our observations of it. But what happened in North Carolina, I think that's a big deal. I think that
Lahaina, going back to that
business.
Did you know that Wyoming is on fire? The public land of Wyoming is on fire. Did you know that?
No.
It's not in the news anywhere. All these fires, and then there's one, the major big fire is over I think it's a lithium deposit or something like that. So it's a very interesting that there's another land grab type feel that they were doing in North Carolina, poor Asheville. And
well, they can only, cold dead hands, right? And it looked like a lot of people survived that. And it looked like a lot of the sheriffs were also running FEMA off, which sounds great. It sounds like organized militias are now more of a priority. And it sounds like that's probably, you know, how you keep these people out of your backyard. Because you got a couple of good old boys on four-wheelers with automatic rifles that don't fucking play that, you know?
Yeah. Those are our dogs. We've got Smith and Wesson. And they're girls. Is that hilarious? Aww. I love that. They're little tough guys. And they're like, oh, Smith and Wesson. But I mean, I think that's funny. But yeah, I mean, it's going to... I saw this yesterday. We went to someplace and it said no firearms, no weapons. And I laughed and I was like, right to bear arms.
Yeah. Well, that's jurisdictional
term in general. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. So right. That's some of the Joe Lustica stuff. I love that. But it's the words have meanings. When you start picking apart exactly what they're saying, you can kind of like read between the lines and go, that's okay. Sure. I don't have firearms. I don't have a weapon. Yep. We have a concealed carry, but I mean, just in case for now, until I'm way over the hump, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah. That's what's great about walking into a place like that. I don't have a firearm. That's your definition of that. That's not, absolutely. That's a jurisdictional term that, and I'm not, you know, doing that. So, okay. Yep. Bye. It's great. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Let's look at your merch, and then I definitely want to touch on some of the sovereignty stuff, and then we've got some afterthought stuff to kick and look forward to as well, okay? So if you would like, you have the opportunity to share the screen. She has some really cool stuff to show here, guys. Just want to remind the audio-only audience to check the link down in the show description, not only for her books, Instagram, YouTube, and store, but also for this video version, so you can check this out and join us here. Very cool.
Did it work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. This is, my business partner, I have so much respect and admiration for it. This is Richard Lopez. And I tried to tell the story on Janet's Deplorable Janet show, and I kind of missed the most important part, but I had been following him. I had been watching his videos. I knew about him. I knew of him. And right when we started when I started learning about Flat Earth, there was a conference down in South Carolina. So my poor husband, we drove 8 hours down to this conference. We stayed for maybe a half an hour at the most. We walked in, we were looking for David Weiss. We got to meet him, and incredibly nice. He was just the nicest guy. He took the time with everybody. We kind of waited, and then we got our turn. And then actually he and my husband sort of hit it off. And I was talking to Paige, I don't know if they're wife now, but his wife, but it's better, his other half. And she was so sweet, because she's got to put up with so much of everyone fawning all over him and asking him questions and wanting to meet him. But she couldn't have been nicer. And so I got to talk to her, and then we looked around, and I wanted to buy something. I wanted something while we were there, a souvenir, something to remember. And there was a shirt. I should have brought it up, but there's a shirt that said, you can see logo up. I don't know if you can see logo up here, but it is a flat earth over the charismatic sign. And then it's got a rocket taking off and landing splash into the water, like Bermuda Triangle or into the water. They take off, and they always have that parabolic trajectory right into the water. And then it's got the sun and the moon rotating over the flat earth. And so I saw the shirt. I didn't understand it at the time, but it was this brand. And I thought it would be a great souvenir. So I bought the shirt. The guy who was running, or whoever was running the stand, wasn't there. So I found Paige again, my new friend. And I said, I don't know where he is. Can I just give you the money? So I paid her. And then we drove back 8 hours from South Carolina. And best trip. I was so glad we went. No regrets. I'm just so happy. Have you seen that tattoo?
Yeah, no regrets. I don't know why I thought of that right when you said no regrets. It's
misspelled.
It's
a tattoo push.
I haven't thought about that in years, but I thought about that the second you said it.
No regrets.
How weird, Tam. We were locked in. God.
So that was that experience. And then I got onto Instagram when I started doing the poems. And it was just, it's kind of a fun way to track the research I had done. I put them in the poems, used the memes that meant something to me and helped explain it. Then the book idea was way later. And that was, I think I mentioned the guy discovering my truth, 888. And he was the biggest supporter. He said, you got to put this in a book. You got to get these out. Other people want to see this, as you can hold it, see it. So I owe so much to him. And then, I had the shirt. And then when I got on Instagram, I needed some kind of profile picture. And I found this beautiful flat earth model with blue ocean, blue water. It was just gorgeous. So I just loved it. And so I used that because it just resonated with me. So I used that as my profile picture. I still have it. And it turns out I was following Charismic, which is Richard Lopez. I don't know if he said something about the, I think it was later, but he said some other profile picture, but somehow we started, I liked his things and I was learning from him, and I already knew him from his videos, from the YouTube channel and everything. So I already knew who he was, I thought. Turns out he was the one who had the shirts. So it was his charismatic shirt down at the Flat Earth Conference that I happened to buy. And then I'm using, he actually owned the model. It was made in Russia from a friend from Russia who sent it to him. And so he has that actual model that I'm using for my profile picture. You're talking about synchronicity, right?
Wow. And then, yeah.
So that was the part that I missed, was that I already knew who he was. I was already, beyond a fan. I mean, he was OG. He was well respected. He'd go to those, to the beach or something and flat smack people right there and then say, what is going on? What do you think? Why do you believe this? And if I can show you about NASA, can I show you how it's not? And he would just, I can't do it at all, but he does it so beautifully and he can educate anybody in a way that they can understand. It's just fantastic. So I already had so much respect for him. And so we were talking, we're communicating, I guess he'd asked, I don't know, but eventually we started talking and he wanted to, he was talking about doing the book. You had mentioned the Happiest book. And so he, I'm kind of jumping around, but if I can just explain that the brand means charismic was Richards and it means speaker of truth. So he wants this to embody the whole flat earth community, some kind of a symbol that everyone can kind of relate to, where it's got the flat earth, it's got the sun and moon, it's got the rockets, the dome, it's got, you know, everything in one picture. So to me, it resonated with me when I got the shirt. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
So then getting it animated, I think it looks really cool. Like you said,
so cool.
It makes more sense. Yeah. And then we did medallions, and this, it shows the size because they're bigger. I don't know if you can see now, but they're heavy. They're really solid.
It's like a gold medal from the Olympics.
Yeah, it is, but they're nice and solid. And the quarter was Dave Weiss's suggestion to show the size.
Still, yeah.
Yes, because we'd sent him one in the, he's sponsoring our book, the book Happiest. And so just thank him. So we sent him one and he said, you can't tell the size line on the picture. So the fun thing about this is it has Hyperborea. I don't know if you see on the one on the left.
Yeah.
It's got Hyperborea.
Yeah.
It's got the Rubus Nigra, the black rock, the magnetic center,
Mount Kailash,
center, and then it's got the whole outer rim of holding all the water in the container for the water, and then our brand on the other side. So he took me under his wing, and we were going to do this as a partnership. He's just amazing. I have so much respect for Richard. He's awesome, and he's. Yeah, he's forgotten more than I will ever know. He's just been in this for so long. Here's the medallion. And then we have copper mugs with the charismatic logo on it. And then I'll show you the book in just a second. But this is our friend Catalyst Jones. He designed these.
White Rabbit.
Look at that. White Rabbit podcast. Yeah. Is this
I
cute?
I love that.
It's
adorable.
Kids are way smarter than you
think. I love that.
That one. And then if I can just show you two more of his.
Please. Yeah. I want to get one of those for Yokai.
I know.
Get one of those for my dog. She would rock the shit out of it.
He did like a little balloon. You know,
perfect.
Like the. Is that great?
Yeah.
Kids know
it
was flat. They're so smart. And then the other one. I don't know if you guys will get this one.
Yeah.
Do you remember Toys R Us?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With
yeah, we were Toys R Us kids.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, the Toys R Us kid. Yeah, I still haven't grown up.
No.
But I thought this was so clever.
That
so he came
so
up
cool.
with that. And
well,
so shout out
to, man. Way to go,
Catalyst Jones. He's awesome. And we actually, I put in here, the t-shirts were designed by the incredibly talented. He's just an incredible graphic designer. And he did a lot of.
I'm going to link his podcast down below so you guys can check it out. I've actually been on a few times. He's wonderful.
Several times. That's how I found you was through his.
Yeah. Really? Through his?
Yes. Through Catalyst.
Shout
Jones.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going to link his podcast down below so that you guys can check him out. Shout out.
Thank you. And then we have, we've got shirts. Those are other kids' shirts from the book. The medallions I showed you, hats. I wear hats all the time for the barn. So, and it's probably washed 50 times and it's still, they're still good.
Yeah.
The clothes, we got the charismatic specialties. These are ones that have either been designed, like Make Earth Flat Again. We went to a Flat Earth Conference in South Carolina. It was right in Spartanburg near Asheville. and everything. Lights were still out. They had to pretty much cancel the festival. It was kind of relocated to the dog area of a Hampton Inn, and they did an incredible job. They had their electricity, and they were making sure everyone was taken care of. They did an amazing job. So it was only about a quarter of the turnout, but it was still just a great event. And so we had a red Make Earth Flat Again. And if I can do a shout out to Finally Nine, he's the one who did our shirts. He printed them for us and he did them in record time. We're trying to get them ready for the conference. And so thank you to Finally Nine. He did the shirts for us. He did a great job.
Shout out, cool. Finally Nine. Way
thank
to go.
Thank you guys. That was nice.
That is awesome. Okay.
And then that's for Dave Weiss, the Sun, Moon, and Zodiac clock app. He's so funny.
We still quote Dave all the time. Every time it's sunset outside, we don't say the sun's setting. We say it is going away.
Absolutely.
She does it too. I
learned so much from him. Yeah.
I love it.
Don't fall for the psyop.
I like
I'm not
the
a
got
conspiracy.
Mud with
yeah,
the Tataria logo.
Yeah. I'm a conspiracy.
Bold.
You're an idiot. Yeah.
I
love
got mud.
All these.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, got mud. This was a fun one that Richard just came up with off the top of his and he said, let's do a connect the dots. The free energy, the flat earth, ghost cities.
Oh, that's cool.
Giants, Tartaria, Antarctica, mud floods, meltology, and the reset. So it's like, oh, yeah. And then on the front, it says, can you ... connect the dots? So these were just fun. We just had fun with this. The flat earth, like the Coca-Cola logo, that's Tartaria. Awesome. I love these. Yeah, so those are just some of those. And then for the mugs and travel cups, I have.
Yeah, I've got to get one of those copper mugs from you.
Oh, yeah. Is that awesome?
Yes.
And it says...
Because I'd use this copper water bottle, and you could see how like beat to shit it is. It's
yes.
been to Australia. It's been all over. I love this copper water bottle.
And health... Yeah, I've been drinking out of the copper mugs, and we're using distilled water. We're on a well, but we still do this distilled water. I'm using...
Are you adding minerals back to your water after it's distilled?
No, I didn't.
You're drinking just straight distilled water?
Yeah.
Okay, it's got no minerals in it. I'm going to show you how to add salt to it to add minerals back into it.
Oh, yeah, we have salt. We use the pink, was it Himalayan, the sea salt, pink?
The Celtic sea salt?
Celtic
something, yes. Okay. Oh, I do have salt.
You
yes, yes, yes.
You put a pinch of that in your water when you drink
it? I do a quarter teaspoon every morning.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Just make sure, and that's a for everybody out there, if you're distilling your water, add minerals back to it, because you're actually going to dehydrate your body, because it'll grab all the minerals that your body has and yank them out because it doesn't have any in it. Just to let you guys know, distill the water for sure, but then add minerals back to it. A little PSA. These shirts are incredibly cool.
Oh, thank you. And another thing is I was doing the toothpaste now. Instead of toothpaste...
What?
This has, I can't think of this, it's like a, I can't think of the name. I can't read it. But it's something specific in it. I should have known this ahead of time. But it starts with a B. It's really, really good. But I use it for toothpaste.
Is that Borax?
Akamai? No, it's not bad. It's not like that. Let me see if I have a light that I can see, if I can read it.
Borax is allegedly great for you.
That's what I've heard,
is it?
Too.
Yeah. Sounds
was
like
that
a
the...
chemical, like Ajax.
Yeah, we
have
a
cleaning agent. Yeah.
Yeah. We had Todd Cave on. He talked about it. Mm-hmm. Dude is
we have that.
Too,
yeah,
so
we have some. That's funny. we have some. I think that was a phase. I think we went through that and then we stopped it.
When you were
bentonite.
Bentonite. Yeah, bentonite clay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I used that for toothpaste. It was Akamai, AKAMAI. I don't know. That was another Dave Weiss recommendation, and I've been using it. And he had sensitive teeth, and he said it went away. I didn't have sensitive teeth, but I don't know. I like it.
And that's
it's been
on the
probably
store?
6 months now. No, we had to buy it.
Oh,
it was on his. Sure. Oh, you mean on his store? It's on his website.
Oh, okay.
They
Very
had a deal,
cool.
but yeah. I've been using it for probably over 6 months now, and I don't.
That's awesome. Okay, bentonite clay.
But I'm trying to think like the healthy stuff, you know, like
definitely
with
no fluoride.
Yeah.
No, gosh, no. And the water. We're on a well. So yeah, hopefully there's, but who knows what else they're putting in there. It's awful. Okay. So, and then, thank you for being so patient, but the last big thing is the Hapus book, and you were mentioning.
Dude, the artist.
The illustrator.
Yes.
This is Victoria Hibbler.
Amazing.
And she started out, illustrating the book. So when you start going through the book, it's these are the characters. Peter and Sally are friends. The two on the bottom are friends from the outer space, from the land outside of the Antarctic wall. So they're
cool.
from Extra Terra. So more land, there'd be extraterrestrials who come visit the inner space. And so then they make friends with the brother and sister, Adam and Margaret, who are on the top of the picture of the cover. And then they have this crazy adventure. And they're the two, Sally and Peter, have heard rumors or have understood that the people on the inner space think they're living on a spinning, wheel tilting water ball flying through the vacuum of space. And they giggle and they laugh and they're like, okay, that sounds really funny. They can't really think that. And they want to go find out for themselves and talk to him and first ask why, as children, just genuinely curious, and then help explain to them that that's a lie, that that's not real, that's not true, that's that they've been deceived, and to help them see. And so they're flat proofs throughout the whole book. And it's kind of a gentle way to share the flat earth proofs through kids. So it's a little more innocent, and it's a little more genuine. It's not as direct or aggressive at all. So it's kind of a fun way for the brother and sister on the inner space to kind of start, their wheels start turning. And they're like, wait a minute, but what about space? What about NASA? What about, you know, yeah. They ask all the normal questions and it's kind of a fun way. And then it's neat because Richard would throw something out and then three chapters later, he'd bring it back in again. And it's like, wow, that was awesome. You know, it would just come right back. It's like, yeah, we needed that here. This is perfect. So he would like close a loop or he'd, it was just really fun to write it with him. So it took almost a year, I think, but we had so much fun. We just laughed and we took our time and wanted to make it right. So it's a full color, it's hardcover. It's a, hopefully a keepsake like for a long time. So we put a lot of time and effort and energy into it to make it last. So it should be that's Smithy. Cool.
It is a triumph. Yeah. I'm telling you, it is so
that's
cool.
Amazing.
And then Victoria did this one. So this was, that's the inner space. And then here's Hapis, the land of Hapis. And that's their coat of arms. And she included just all the fun, their little Yakahoo or the like unicorns, but they're called Yakahoo out in Hapis.
So
she included everything on that. And then they're chased by draconian, by they're your lizard turds.
And I love this airship. Oh,
yeah. The airship.
I'm such a
isn't
sucker for steampunk and
that
airships.
Cool.
And
oh. Yes. Isn't that cool? Yep. And then, yeah. And then the communication you guys are talking with your animals, just how you have that understanding. You can tell with them, you know, how they're, if they're good day, bad day, if they're in a good mood, if they're not, if they're, you know, I mean, you got a rapport with mm-hmm. them. And so with the communication, this helps reestablish the communication with the animals and how we probably had a better line of communication before and how it's probably been lost or covered and stuff. So, but that was that project. So that was, it just came out September 1st.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
So cool.
That is absolutely outstanding.
That's a great idea.
You had an offer that you wanted to offer folks for the store down there. Did you want to tell them
yes.
about that? And we'll
yes.
do the X-ray.
Do you have a preference?
All the same.
Or
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, that's
you.
Great. I will switch it. Just this won't be live. This is I'll have time to switch it, right? I think I did both of them, just in case.
Yeah, you have time.
So
yeah.
if you go to charismictruthstore.com, and anybody who places an order and uses the code X for expanding reality, XREAL, R-E-A-L, 10, you'll get 10% off the entire order. And then we'll be so grateful to Brandon. Thank you. And
so
Miss Mary.
Cool. So cool. Dude, that is amazing. Thank you so much for the offer. So guys, the store will be linked down below, as well as the promo code will be down there as well. Just copy and paste it. EXREAL10, the number 10, not spelled out. Outstanding, Tam. That is so sweet of you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Such cool stuff
Thank
over
you.
There. I'm definitely going to hit you up for the mugs and got to get a Tapas copy because the art and the story is just way too cool. It's that, because what a lot of people are, I've talked about it. I don't know if anybody else has really given a shit, but whenever I think about the flat earth stuff and NASA and everything like that, I you know, my little 5-year-old that was pumped about rockets and spaceships and space and dinosaurs and all that being a thing.
Like, it's sort of like,
well, what the fuck, man? But whenever you get into where we are now and perhaps where the conversation leads us to the possibilities beyond that limiting thing that they really tried to slap us on, that's when your imagination, you get like this new 5-year-old thing going on, because the half is exactly what you're talking about. This beyond the ice wall, extraterrestrials just means extra land. So it doesn't need to be on another sphere. It's just, it could be over this wall thing. The Heaven's Gate, allegedly, that's in the wall, or as well as Summer Gate. Isn't that what it's called? That every summer it opens up and so people can go in and out. There's all these really cool stories about these people who have traveled beyond the ice wall, met people of incredible intelligence and technology.
Iron Republic, that was really good. Yeah.
Yes.
Iron Republic, that was one. Yeah, there are a bunch of them. Yep.
So interesting. And it just lights me up. It gives that 5-year-old something else to look forward to, you know, because now I'm like, wait a minute, airships and steampunk, like it's way cooler than this rickety ass Apollo thing they tried to show us that I was excited about before I found out, or I feel that it was bullshit. Right.
Yeah. Instead of up and billions of light years away, it could just, boop, you know, it could be right over there through a portal, through a whatever. Yep.
And that Japanese map that they found, or that map they found in Japan in the Tibetan caves, all the extra land. And then I think I correlated this on the Frequency Theory show. We had one, and it was called The Moon is Bullshit. It's out on YouTube if you guys want to check that out. That's a fun little series that we
did. That was a ton of people. That was great. Didn't you have like a lot of people on that one?
That's the Frequency Theorist group. It's just a bunch of musicians that get together, and we just talk shit about everything. And this one, we actually had a before, you know, the one leads to the next. So this was episode 16. We do them about once a month, not consistently, but every now and then. And this one, we had something in mind. We said, okay, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about the moon is bullshit and everything that that means, right? Apollo, and that you may not even be able to go there. And it was sweet because we were taking a walk after it was released and you'd called, or we were talking on the phone and you were like, I was watching that thing and I was like, oh, and then don't forget. And then you'd mention it. Oh, and then don't forget. And then you'd mention it. A lot of the stuff is in your books.
Because I was thinking like with the moon, even like the flags, the country flags that have stars inside the moon. And you mentioned that in there.
Yeah, that is this dude right here. I'm going to go ahead and plug his book. He's coming on very soon to talk about this, but an end to the upside down cosmos. Mark Gober wrote a flat fucking Earth book, dude. Our boy from Princeton, valedictorian. He was a varsity tennis team, like badass tennis player, right? This dude was driving around just doing stuff with money, you know, finance stuff probably, just in a suit, and then heard some shit about near-death experiences on podcasts a few years ago, started writing books, and now this is his seventh or eighth.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I think it's his eighth. And, he's just crushing it. But this is where I got the flags thing from, was in here after he sent it to me, and I was thumbing through it before that episode, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so fascinating, all the country's flags with the moon with stars behind it. In fact, I'll go ahead and link the Frequency Theorist down there just for ease if you guys want to check that one out. It'll just be right down below so you can kind of see what we were talking about there. But it's a lot of the stuff that we've covered, and it expands on, you know, the moon reflection of the map of the Earth and things like that.
Yes, five of the cosmos. Yeah, they did a big, I've got their banner and stuff. They're just amazing. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to have you on. And the reason it's also a musician show, and you mentioned it earlier about, you noticed that me and Richard and a lot of people, you know, the guitar on the wall and everything. First year of the show, I noticed this. First year on the show,
Lustica?
I noticed this.
Yep.
Well, with and I was really into the spiritual and aliens and all that shit at that time. And I would notice that all these people who had really traumatic contact experiences were also mostly musicians.
Wow.
The musician percentage in this, or somebody extremely tapped into creativity, right? Poetry, art, music, dance, anything like that.
Good. Then I can be included then.
No, you are. Because
musical part,
Music is, you know, about rhythm and purpose, you know, so I think that that's really what it's all about. And your, you know, iambic pentameter falls right into that category. Just because you don't hum it, you know, doesn't mean it's not musical in nature. You know, I mean, this is all
that's
rap
cool.
is, right? It's flowetry. It's poems that have been set to a funky beat, as it were, for the kids to move to. So let me ask you one more quick question here, and then we are going to go into our afterthought, young lady, because we have a lot more still to talk about. This is going to be located down in the show description. You guys want to support your favorite show, check the link down there that reads Patreon. Get into this expansive afterthought with us, because we're going to talk about some really cool shit.
I'm going to give you something new to think about. Tyler Hansen, shout out, dear friend of ours, put a video out the other day about the angle of comets coming in and the correlation between angle, angel, and the number 33 in Masonic. And we're going to talk about it because I think that we can absolutely answer your question here, but we'll do it in the afterthought. And we've got a lot more to go over here with Flat Earth stuff, sovereignty and autonomy. You and I are in a trust group, which we'll go ahead and shout out here. I'm actually going to go ahead and put that in the show description as well. If you guys go over there and sign up, it's 10% off of your first month over there with us. And it's the same promo code, which is why also I asked if it could be the same for Ubiquity. EX Real located down there. And come join us at the trust class. We are learning an amazing amount of stuff. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the afterthought. What are
with
your thoughts
Bree
on the
Divine
sovereignty?
And Joe Lustica.
Bree and Joe, yeah.
Yes, amazing. Yeah, they're fantastic.
And they've been on the show. And so, guys, yes. Check the show description down there for that link. We're going to go ahead and link that thing down there because it's important. And you and I are both members of that organization. Grateful.
And it's
proud
growing.
Members.
It's
your
growing.
Your parents were in the fucking national meeting the other night.
I was so happy. Yeah, they love you. They were so excited because Bree kind of put you on the spot. And you did your great overview. You did a beautiful, just a quick, oh my gosh, actually it was probably about like 2 minutes, but you just rattled it off perfectly. And my parents were so impressed with that. I think that was, they loved that whole, you know, gosh, it was almost 2 hours, that 1 hour free.
It's always
class.
1 hour, by the way, guys. They say 1 hour, it's always two. Always.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, how can
Joe
they not be?
Stop.
They just, they're so smart. Yeah. And, but when you encapsulated everything, I think that solidified it for them. And they were so appreciative and impressed just to how you consolidated so much information. And, but that was neat. It was exciting to get to share something with them because they don't get the flatter stuff and they were jabbed and they were the man. They did all, they played the game and stuff. But this one, like, hopefully they'll realize just the level of deception. For wool pulled over our eyes for everybody.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of emotional guards up with these belief systems that you've got an emotional attachment to, right? And to crumble your whole world is something that we do daily around here, but that's not for everybody, you know? And so we don't really, I think we sort of take it lightly that, oh, just change and do everything different and look at things completely. Okay. And then move on. But I mean, this is where we pick up where our parents left off, right? They're incapable of doing that. So we give them the gift.
Not to put Mary on the spot at all, but can I just ask from a spouse's point of view, how have you handled all this? Because are you right with him? Are you, that's one of the things I appreciate. Richard always talked about his wife every time he mentioned Lori, which made me so happy. And then you always mention Mary. It's just so sweet. Dave always mentions Paige. Sean always mentions Victoria. And it's just such a sweet, secure, loving, just, it's really nice that you guys do that because I knew of Mary before I'd seen, you know, Mary, but it was just neat that you have so much respect for her, that you include her in the shows. And we feel like we know you more and we know her, you know, a little bit, but just how have you handled it as he's going through all these, I don't know if they're changes.
Oh, changes, darling. Yeah. Yeah. Teardowns.
Yeah. I have always been attracted to non-authoritarianism.
Okay.
So
bad boys.
Well, no, rebellion, I guess. Yeah. I would say, but in a like, it's not like he has ever brought up a subject to me and I've just been shocked. Like, it's usually pretty much in line with what I want anyway. I mean, the ROE stuff is a perfect example of, I mean, I feel like I've been complaining about taxes for a while, but I, you know, obviously, like most people think it's just how it is. It's just how life is, right? And then when he started tapping into this world, it was scary, but at the same time, it was very enlightening. And once you started to go down that rabbit hole, it's hard to look back and ignore that. Like, I'm not, I can't be someone who is shown the light and then just be like, I don't want to live like that. I want to go back to what we were doing.
It's not go back to the cave, right?
Yeah, no, that's not how I was made. So it's great because he's opened my eyes to a lot of things that they might be shocking at first, but it's never been fear-based, so I never feel like I have to, like, oh my God, he's going a little over, you know, he's going off the deep end. Like, I've never, ever, ever thought that, because I'm already at the deep end with him anyway.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you don't feel pressured to go along, that's really nice.
But
that's
we both like to, I mean, we both love rabbit holes. I love diving into the unknown. I love that. That is something that, like, ignites the passion of the researcher in me. And so he brings things to the table that maybe weren't in my peripheral, but he brings them in, and it's like, wow, like it's exciting, and like it sparks that energy that I love. So yeah, it's a perfect combination, because I already have that fire in me. He's just tapped into more, he's more of the obviously the extrovert, and I'm more of the introvert. So he has a lot of people in his group, in his circle. And I have very, very few people in my circle. So he's been able to open up new worlds to me, but it's always been like a fire in me. It's always been there. He's just able to bring more to my table.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cool. Have you gotten to the point where you think nothing is going to surprise you? And then,
I mean, I would say that, Yeah. I mean, I think you're always going to have that initial, like, oh my God, they've been fucking us over this whole time. But it's quick now. You know, you quickly get over it, and you're quickly like, well, duh, you know, this has been happening for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Move on.
Yeah.
You know? We don't stay there. We'll get a visa, not a mortgage, as we say. You know, we'll visit the shit, but we're not going to set up shop.
Right.
You know, we need to learn to move on.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's
fun to hear the other side too. It's really cool that you're so supportive, but you're also learning and growing. Also, it's like how nice to do it together.
Yeah. And we actually were just, my cousin that was just staying here, she actually is.
How is she doing? Is she going, is she okay? Is there a place to go back to?
Yeah, she has a place to go back to, thankfully. So she just left today, actually.
Okay.
So yeah, she's doing well. She's going back to start over a new life. And
to catch the audience up, she was in California from Asheville, stayed in California for a little bit while the whole thing was going down, unknowingly. She didn't know, you know, obviously any of that was going down, and then was planning to go back to Asheville, and in transit back from California to Texas to stop here for a little bit, Asheville went down, and then she stayed with us for 2 weeks instead of a couple of days, and she literally just left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to catch the audience up there. Yeah.
But we were talking to her about how he brought up flat earth to me.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I guess.
Yeah. Years before I got on the show. Yeah. I mean, before I started expanding reality, I was showing her YouTube videos, and I'd secretly watched them at lunch at work for like a week and a half. And then I took one home, and I was like, shit. I go, Mary, I go, just watch this. Just take a look. Tell me what you
and
think.
And I'm that person. I will watch a documentary about anything. Yeah. I love to explore areas that I don't know about. So honestly, like when he was like, let's watch this about flat earth, I was like, okay. Like I'm not gonna immediately judge.
One of our first dates was Zeitgeist. I sat down with her with a DVD copy of Zeitgeist. Yep. I was like, watch this, you're being lied to.
I will say that did blow my mind. Yeah. When I first
After the dog walk.
It was Zeitgeist. I had to make sure you were cool with animals and fuck the government.
Yeah.
You can handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it was just a perfect match.
Would you say 14 years later?
Yeah,
a little over, right?
Yeah, it'll be 15 in January.
Yeah, 15 in January.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and so thankfully, cool. I've always thought conspiracy theories were fun, and I still think they're great fun. So I'm not someone who you can come up to and think you're going to shock me. I'll probably just be like, well, let's tell me more.
Yeah,
you know?
Go on.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's a
great attitude, isn't it? Yeah, you're really lucky. That's fun.
Support's insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, there's no, how in the world could you get through any of this? I mean, you need a sounding board, right? I mean, I need someone I can trust. And if I'm, you know, going too far one way or whatever, I need him to be honest with me and say, you know, bring it back or explain this to me or something. But I mean, does the support is... Can't think of enough.
And that's so funny you say that, because leaning too far one way keeps getting far further and further for her, right? If I'm leaning, she's like, oh, let's see where this goes. He hadn't reached the end yet, you know? Like, I've seen the end, and this isn't it. And so that, you know, where you got to know where your edges are, you know, to know where they are, right? You got to go visit them. And so we visit edges constantly around here. You know, we don't see this as an ascension path.
Or edge
we see it as expansion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You expand in all directions, down into the dark as well. And thankfully, I mean, I've got a North Star here that keeps me grounded, and I absolutely adore it. Through that dark night of the soul, I mean, with the repeat loop of accessing suicidal tendencies for months on end, she was really the only thing that kept me going. I had a list down to about a handful of things, and there were a couple of fingers down on that handful that I had reasons to stay here. And it was very hard, very hard. But she stayed there through all of it, and it actually springboarded her into now she's very, I mean, she's doing astrology like crazy. So now she's got whole astrology practice going. So I will link her down below. And if anybody would like to get a reading from Mary, she has done a couple, and the people have been very happy.
Yeah.
So I will link your Instagram if that's all the same, dear.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her Instagram down below with all the other links, guys. So many things to look forward to down there. The discount code. Go check out White Rabbit, the podcast down there. Of course, Frequency Series 16, the Sovereignty link for the 10% off. Guys, a lot of cool things to talk about, and we're not done yet. So I want to ask you one more question, but before we do that, remind everybody all the ways to find you and all the other things I just spoke of are going to be located down in the show description. Thank you both so much for this. This has been so dope.
Thank you, Mary. So I appreciate that, Mary, cool. so much.
Yeah, this has been so cool.
So we're going to go into some crazy fucking shit in the afterthought, guys. So support your favorite show down in the link down there below. But before we let you go, Tamara, we'll get you out of bed every morning and keep you moving forward, darling.
I'm going to piggyback on what Mary said with the research. I feel it's insatiable. There is so much. There's so many different options. There's so many other things that I want to. It was sad because I started going into the mud floods, the Tartaria stuff, and somebody wrote and said, no, stick to flat earth. And it kind of, it was so deflating. Got that. I get that. I understand that. I'm kind of covered as much as, you know, there's still a lot more that I could do, but I still have PowerPoints that I've got about like 500 more pages that I could do that are already kind of preset, but it kind of like, I was excited doing the other stuff, you know, learning more. That's what, when Richard, we've got a podcast on YouTube. We just started. It's Charismic Truth on YouTube, and we've done one on mud floods and one on meltology, and we're going to do one on the petrified giant trees. And he's just dragging me along, and I feel like you know, like when, like, you know, the hillbillies when they're running their cars through the thing, and you got the other person in the back just like, you know, being dragged along, and I feel like I'm. You know, just like, I'm just trying to hang on, and he's just going so fast, and I'm just learning a lot, and I'm having a great time. So that's it from the podcast. But I have to also laugh at Gabe from Kembo. What is it? Kembo?
Kembo.
Yeah.
Okay, from
the,
Gabe and Sharon.
TheKembo.com, guys. TheKembo.com.
TheKembo, yeah, thank you. TheKembo.com. From Gabe and Sharon, because you asked that, what gets him up in the morning? And gives it the alarm clock. And I was just like, well, I mean, you've asked that so many times, and you've had so many just great, diverse answers. And then for him to say that, I thought was just one of the funniest answers. So shout out to Gabe. That was hilarious.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built. 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.